1 Timothy chapter 6. Riches don't make a man rich. They just make him busier. Teach them to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, accumulating for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may draw on what is truly life. Verses 18 and 19. Riches do not consist in the possession of treasures, but in the use of them. Apparently, the experiment of the early days of the church, that is, the sale of possessions and the common fund, did not last long. By the time this letter, or Philemon's, were written, there were some that were wealthy in the churches he visited, along with some poor ones. What we spend, we don't have anymore, but we give what we forever will have. Like the person who, before making a trip, deposits his funds in a bank, and when he arrives at the destination, he shows up at a branch of the same bank to withdraw it. So, the generous Christian. Have you noticed how many different cards can be used to send money to relatives abroad? We have been cautioned to be careful because sometimes the charges are too high, or because sometimes the money never reaches the intended recipient. Not so with transfers through the bank of faith. The generous and the faithful Christian in the administration of his resources would not only receive what he or she sent ahead, free of transfer charges, he will receive 100 times more here, and eternal life there. How blessed am I to have deposited my hope and my trust in the bank of faith. It will never default.